Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
Today, Sunday, December 12th, we begin the third week of Advent, the week of love. Today's scripture reading will come from Psalm 119 and Matthew chapter 4. We'll begin in Psalm 119, specifically verses 113 through 128. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe, and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross, therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. We will continue reading from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Today's devotion was written by Laurie Newland. I don't know about you, but I love a good list to keep me on track. Like a grocery list to stay focused at the store, helping me leave with what I need, not just the snacks that catch my attention along the way. And to-do lists are so helpful for me to stay on track. I keep a general running list of things that need to be done, but my favorite tool is my tiny green set of sticky notes that is titled at the top, "Today's Top 3." It has only three small boxes to be filled each day, making sure the main things get priority. This time of year, there are so many extra items vying to be a priority that it's easy to be mentally all over the place. Add these to your normal list: shopping to be done, food to be cooked, parties to attend, family expectations to be met, festive activities filling the calendar, and memories filling up our thoughts. On top of that, we can look around us at all that is going on in the world, and it becomes easy in the moment to let it all overshadow what belongs at the very top of our priority list: our personal relationship with our Savior and spending time in His Word. We can open our Bibles to Psalm 119 verses 113 to 128 to read the writer's prayer to God, telling him that his word is a priority in the midst of the hectic things going on around him. He prays, "I need more revelation from your word to know more about you, for I am in love with you. And truly your message of truth means more to me than a vault filled with the purest gold." Time with the God he loved and in his word was treasured to keep him focused on what matters. We see that in Jesus' life as well. The Gospels state that regularly Jesus retreated away for prayer and solitude, and we see in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, when Jesus was tempted, the scriptures were stored in his mind and heart, ready to be poured out at the perfect moment. Today for your prayer and reflection time, here is your prompt. In the midst of all the holiday happenings, it can be difficult to keep your relationship with God as the main priority. Today, spend time with your Savior in prayer before you tackle your to-do list. Open your Bible, spend time in God's Word to make His priorities yours. Ask Him for help to do this.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.